In the name of Jesus, amen. Dear brothers and sisters of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, where in the world is God? If you take a rocket ship up to Mars or to the International Space Station, will you find the Most High God? Nope. How about if you look deep down inside yourself? Will you find God there? Oh, good grief, no, of course not. So where is he? Where is God? If you're a Muslim, you speak of Allah as the only and always the above us God. According to Islam, Allah does send angels and prophets and books. However, according to Islam, Allah is too holy and too above us to ever descend to this world and this mess of a world. Because if Allah was to come down and even touch this wreck of an earth, they call it shirk. Did you hear that? Shirk. And anyone that claims that God has a son or that God became a human being commits shirk, according to Islam, making God disgusting and blaspheming God's glory. Well. St. Matthew, the other evangelists, and the apostles obviously didn't get the memo on shirk. The triune God didn't either. Check it out. God does what Islam forbids God to do. God does have a son. Did you hear that? We heard it in the epistle from 1 John. God does have a son. Eternally begotten of the Father he is. And now that Most High Son of God humbles himself. He takes on flesh and he actually dwells among us. Conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary. As Dr. Luther once remarked in a Christmas sermon, he said, Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us in the muck and work of our lives so much that his skin smokes. That drives Muslims crazy. It drives unbelievers insane. God can't do that, they say. He does. Look at the baby Jesus. Yes, that baby. The one that lies in Mary's lap. The infant that nurses at her breasts. He pees and he poops. He cries. Behold, there is God. All the fullness of the deity dwells in the baby Jesus, Colossians 1. There is where you find God. That is where he puts himself. That is where he locates himself, clothed in human flesh and blood. All this to fulfill Bible prophecy, Isaiah's prophecy to be precise. All this took place, Matthew said, to fulfill what the Lord had said through Isaiah. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel. And what does Emmanuel mean? It means God, God with us. Not way up there, not right here, but the baby is God with us. All right, so God is with us. Baby Jesus is Emmanuel. So what? I'm glad you asked. Your question gets to the heart of it, the core of Christianity, in fact, the essence of salvation. Brothers and sisters, it's one thing for Jesus to be Emmanuel, God with us. But it is quite another thing for Jesus to be Emmanuel, the with us God, for you. All this takes place for you. Baby Jesus is God for you. Baby Jesus is completely and entirely God for you in this way, as we heard in Matthew's gospel. He will save his people from their sins. He will save his people from their sins. This is Emmanuel's mission. This is his one-track mind. To help you against your sin and the damnation that sin has earned for you and every sinner. And so Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us, is God for us. He enters into the depths of our humanity. He stoops down so deep into our own flesh and blood. Again, he does what God's not supposed to do. But that's what it takes to save you. If he doesn't, you're not saved. And further, he sinks to the lowest of depths, born of the Virgin, to suffer and to die on Good Friday. With all the world's sin and all of its damnation in his body. Again, he does what God is not supposed to do according to the religious experts of the world in the Middle East and now in Dearborn, Michigan, and wanting to take over the entire United States. God does what they forbid him to do. He even takes your sin and gets damned with it. That is what it takes to save sinners. And thus he was made to be a curse on that Friday for you. So all your sin is on Jesus. All your damnation is on him. This is not shirk. It is not blasphemous. Instead, it is the glory of God. This is salvation. This is what it takes to save you. And this is why Jesus, God's eternal Son, was conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. Yes, I said some would call it shirk. They would claim that God would never do that and that it cannot be true. Well, I'm here to tell you it is. It's totally true. God himself says so. All this took place to fulfill what Isaiah the prophet said. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and you will give him the name Emmanuel, God with us. God with us to save us from our sins. And you are. You're saved. That's Good Friday's promise. That's Emmanuel, his baptism promise. Remember Jesus, Emmanuel says, whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Mark 16. Emmanuel's Lord's Supper promise is given and shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. Matthew 26. And so, brothers and sisters, listen carefully. Listen very carefully, especially you students. Your sins don't belong to you anymore. Why not? Because they belong to Jesus. They belong to Jesus. They're all on him, not on you. And because of that, you truly are saved. In the name of Jesus, amen.